Can you tell me a little bit about the conference today and what it's all about?
The conference today is very much hosted by Cornwall Council and by Bishop Tim, but on behalf of all the multi-faiths here within Cornwall. And really it's drawing together the South West, the public sector. One of the biggest employers in the South West, the public sector, is Cornwall Council itself, but also bringing together NGOs and private industry to improve awareness, to target harden, really, through information sharing, to make Cornwall a slavery-free zone. That would be a lovely phrase, wouldn't it? But also to ensure that we understand where the legislation is taking us and also how we work together to keep victims safe.
Okay, and what is modern slavery?
Modern slavery encompasses many, many different aspects. The bits we traditionally recognise will be sexual exploitation, sex workers who are either duped or certainly working against their wishes, their money taken away from them, or indeed labour exploitation. That's one of the big aspects here in the South West, is our tourism, agriculture and fisheries. Legitimate enterprises, legitimate employers being undercut by the slavers, or sometimes their employment chains infiltrated by the slavers. That's really one of the key aspects. And then we're into areas such as domestic servitude, and that's another key one, although that's less of an issue here in the southwest, but certainly overseas workers who come in on UK visas but actually are exploited by their employers.
Okay, what is the extent of the problem down in Devon and Cornwall?
It is less of a problem than it is elsewhere in the country, we believe, and therein lies the issue. It's a hidden crime. I suspect it is less, primarily because our communities are so close-knit, because we're quite a small community. But of course, serious and organised crime is always looking for new industries, new areas to infiltrate. So some of it is about awareness. But we have to remember there's the geographic medium, our supply chains, whether in terms of agriculture or in terms of tourism. But there's also the digital medium. We have plenty of cases here in the UK where individuals are exploited into the UK and then sexually abused online, or their services sold online. And to pretend that Cornwall and Devon are not in the digital age, other things may happen, so-called up country, but the digital media means that everything is very proximate, and there's no doubt some of our population here in Devon and Cornwall may be duped or may even choose to engage online in activities that are absolutely linked to the exploitation of women and children and even men.
Finally, what would you say to anyone who thinks they know someone who could be a victim of modern slavery?
I think it has to be reported. You can report it through 101 to policing, there's Crime Stoppers, there's also the National Slavery Helpline. Keeping people safe is actually at the heart of these communities here in the South West, whether in Cornwall, Isle of Scilly, or whether in Devon. We watch out for each other.
Okay, thank you very much.